Okay, before we go back to the Malacha we're learning of Makkah B'Patish, we don't say Tachnu now, especially according to Chabad custom, for the next 12 days. Why don't we say Tachnu for the next 12 days? Number one, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, so you have to say Yalav Yovi tonight and night. The second day of Sivan is called Yom HaMiyuchas, the day God identified the Jewish people. On that day, Hashem said, the week of giving of the Torah, Ba'atem tiyuli mamlechas kohanim v'goy kodesh. You will be unto me, mamlechas kohanim, a nation of priests and kohanim, and a holy nation. So that's called the day Hashem, huh? Yichus. The Yichus, the lineage, in other words, the prominent existence.
Legacy.
Then the next 3 days, the third, fourth, and fifth of Shavuos, of Sivan, are called Shleisha Simei Hagbola, the three preparatory days for the receiving of the Torah, because in the desert, the Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Jews, separate yourself from the women for 3 days, and then you have the sixth day is sixth and seventh of Shavuos, and then you have a week after Shavuos is also no Tachnu. Why is there no Tachnu the week after Shavuos? So number one, the day after Yom Tov is called Isru Chag. Isru Chag is a festive day, so you don't see Tachnu anyway. But the reason why we don't see Tachnu for 12 days is as follows. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the three Chagim, the three holidays, the Jews had to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. They had to bring Korbanos. They had to bring a korban chagiga, the various different korbanos that they had to bring. Pesach, they also brought a korban Pesach, but the other Yom Tov, there were a number of korbanos they had to bring. And that was a chiyuv upon every Jew to bring the korban. It was impossible to shecht all the Jews' korbanos in one day. It was impossible. Don't forget, in Israel they kept one day Yom Tov. It was impossible. So therefore, the Chachamim, the Torah basically gives the Kohanim, just say Pesach is 7 days and Sukkot is 7 days. So they made Shavuos 7 days as far as bringing the Korban that they were supposed to bring on Yom Tov. Okay, so therefore, because it's called Shivas Yimei Tashlumim, the seven makeup days for Shavuos, so therefore it's really connected to Shavuos. So therefore, we don't say Tachnun from tonight, tomorrow, basically, through the 12th day. On the 13th day, we start saying Tachnun. 13th day of Sivan, we start saying Tachnun. Now, normally, I know by Sfardim, most Sfardim have a minig, that after Lag Ba'Omer, they don't have the dinim of Sfiras HaOmer anymore. You know, they listen to music, they can make weddings, take haircuts, whatever. That's the custom, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the various different customs. But even Ashkenazim that keep, let's say, according to the Arizal, that they keep Mamash until Shavuos, so officially, from Shleish Yisimei Hagbola, which this year would be Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday, which means starting Thursday night after Maariv, this Thursday night after Maariv, you can already listen to music, you can technically make weddings, even according to the Ashkenazi custom that we keep until Shavuos. But halachically, you can take haircuts already, Thursday night, Friday. But Chabad custom, based on the Arizal, but the Rebbe Rashab wrote, it's brought down in Yom Yom, that the Rebbe Rashab said he wasn't happy people that took haircuts before Erev Shavuos. So even though halachically, Thursday night, after Maariv, you're already allowed to take a haircut, but our custom would be not until Saturday night or Sunday. It's Chabad custom not to take a haircut based on that Arizal from until only Erev Yom Tov, which is Saturday night and Sunday. But halachically, once the 3 days, you can listen to music, according to the Ashkenazi custom, I'm saying. You can listen to music, you can make weddings.
Erev Yom Tov, you can have a haircut?
Yes, Erev Yom Tov, you can have a haircut, except Erev Pesach in the afternoon, because it was time of the Korban Pesach. So then, even then, you can only take a haircut with a goy, a goyish barber. But even Erev Pesach in the morning, you're allowed to take a haircut until, you know, midday. But afterwards, you need you can't take it from a Jew, you can only take it from a non-Jew. But that of Sukkot, Erev Shavuos, not a problem. Shavuos night, Sunday night.
No, Sunday.
Sunday night. For night, first night of Shavuos.
But Tuesday also we don't
do business for travel. Yom Tov here in outside of Eretz Yisrael is Monday and Tuesday.
Monday.
So it's 2 days Yom Tov, Bechet Kanim, all the...
No driving.
No driving, no phones, no business, no... Like Yom Tov. Last year, by the way, Shavuos was... Shabbos was Erev Shavuos last year. And it was Sunday and Monday, so we had a three-day Yom Tov last year. Shabbos, Sunday and Monday. Then, by the way, interestingly, so what do you take a haircut according to Chabad custom? Erev Shavuos is Shabbos. So then the din is, the minig is you take it on Friday.
Last year, nobody had
it. Unless you gave it yourself.
Well,
you're right.
Everybody was home.
Yeah, but let me tell you a little secret. If you remember, the first time we opened the shul, with every, all the, was Shavuos morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time we, I don't think Shavuos night we opened, maybe for Maariv we did, but there was no all-night learning last year. But Shavuos morning was the first time we opened the shul.
Last year was COVID. How did you guys open the shul?
Oh, don't tell anybody.
I will.
Okay.
I'm at the Rabbah.
Okay. Let's go back to where we left off.
On the pool.
Yesterday we were learning the malacha called Makah Bepatish. Makah Bepatish literally means the final hammer blow. The Gemara speaks about when they used to finish making utensils. You said people do it when you make a key. You know, the guy gives a zetz with the hammer, hits it with the hammer, and that is the final blow that makes it usable. So therefore we're learning cases, for instance, the Gemara says, if somebody has a cloth, a garment, but there's no opening for the head. And the guy opens up the head, or for instance, even if, I'll give you another example. What happens if it's sewn a little bit? Not that he has to cut a whole, entire hole. It's basically sewed in a few stitches. And the guy opens it up, so now he made the vessel a vessel. He made the garment a garment, because before you couldn't wear it. Now he made it wearable. So the Gemara says he's chayiv for opening up this the hole in the garment on Shabbos, the neck opening, because it's makah bepatish. Okay.
Some people use this plastic as on a laundry, dry cleaning, make a hole and wear it when it's raining.
You can't do that on Shabbos. That's makah bepatish. Which, by the way, is one of the lamates melachos, so it's biblical. But sometimes you can ask a goy to do it, whatever. But for a Jew, or even sometimes you get stuck in a rainstorm and you take the big, you know what we have, the...
Trash bag?
No. The, what do we call it? The comment. You know, for those people that have comments, we have the circular bin for people's comments.
Yes. Trash bin.
The comment bin for people that have comments, criticism, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's the bin for it. No, but I'm saying many people would take a blue garbage bag because it covers, you know, and they'll make a hole in it.
Yeah.
And they'll wear it. But on Shabbos, you can't do that because that's you're making makah bepatish. In fact, it would be biblically forbidden. Now, there's an interesting shaila. What happens, for instance, if a guy on Shabbos writes the last letter in a Sefer Torah?
On Shabbos?
On Shabbos. It's a hypothetical case. Now, he made the Sefer Torah now kosher, which it wasn't. So now the question is, is it makah bepatish? Is it the final blow? Or is it writing? Well, I'll give you an example. A table has, this is the example of Poskim here. There's a table with three legs. So a guy sticks in the fourth leg into the table. Now, Obviously, it's bona. He's building a table. He's not just opening it. He's actually building a table. Is that bona or is it makah b'patish or both? No, it doesn't matter. So we want. So it's interesting. Some poskim hold that makah b'patish is only after it's completed. In other words, you're just finishing touching it. The finishing touches on it. But it's technically usable, but not as usable as it is. So there's a machlekes in the Rishonim. Is it chayer for two things or for one thing? And the same thing if you write the last two letters in a Sefer Torah, because writing biblically is only two letters. So I'm saying you write the last two letters in a Sefer Torah. Now, do you get two sins, two biblical sins of writing a makah b'patish? Or is only writing because it's not makah b'patish because you're finishing the Sefer Torah, but you're writing. That's the malacha that you're doing. So it's a big argument halacha, which is really doesn't matter because you're still not allowed to. Okay. Thanks for telling me the time. Now, there's certain classifications. They put it into certain categories of what things are makah b'patish. For instance, making an article usable. It wasn't usable, and now you're making it usable. For instance, again, this is Gemara issues. A guy has a chicken coop, and there's no ventilation in the chicken coop. And therefore, because it says, the fumes will not escape and the chickens won't be able, it's going to harm the chickens. So a guy makes a hole in the chicken coop. He's seemingly destroying a little bit. He's making a hole. But now the chicken coop is usable because the fumes escape and the chickens can exist. That would be a biblical case in Makah B'Patish. Because now he did the final. The chicken coop is built already. But it's not usable because there's no air in it. So now by making the thing, and sometimes you have a book. Yeah, the pages are uncut. You can't desecrate biblical Shabbos for Tzar Bali Chaim. You can desecrate rabbinic prohibition. No, that's brought down in Aloha. It's an interesting point you're saying. Tzar Bali Chaim for animal, you can't desecrate Shabbos biblical, only rabbinic things. What happens? You have a book that many times the pages, you know, when they cut the book, the pages are not cut. You have a book, but it's not usable because the pages are not cut. So now you take a knife or a scissors and you cut the pages. So a malacha, otherwise it's not, because what are you doing? You're cutting. It's not really a malacha of tearing. But here, it would be makah b'patish, because now the book becomes usable, readable.
What if
readable.
You don't use a scissor, you use something?
Now, makah b'patish, by the way, doesn't matter if you use your hands or a vessel. We said if you have a brand new pair of shoes, and they don't have shoelaces in it. We mentioned this din yesterday. You have a brand new pair of shoes that you didn't put the shoelaces in. Now, without the shoelaces, you can't wear the shoe. It's going to fall off. So now you put the shoelaces in. Now, you're not building anything. The shoe is complete. The shoe is a shoe, but it's not usable. So now, by putting in the shoelaces, the shoe becomes usable. That's makah b'patish. What?
The guy who wrote the last letter
of Sefer Torah,
are you allowed to read
from
that Sefer
Torah
on Shabbos?
It depends. If he did a b'shagig, maybe. If it's Yisrael Rabbanan, but probably he can't write. That's not the question, though. The question is, not if you can use the Sefer Torah. The question is, did the guy get two sins for writing a makah b'patish, or did he only get a sin for writing?
Is it a sin makah b'patish if it's after doing the malacha, it's not usable?
Like what?
You have a shoe that doesn't have a shoelace.
No.
You put the shoelace in, but the shoe is not still usable.
Why isn't it usable?
Because it's too tight. Or there is
something. No, but now the shoe is usable. Your foot's the problem, not the shoe. A shoe without laces. Want to give it the class?
Huh?
Want to give it the class? No, forget it. A shoe without laces is not usable for anybody.
Another example.
I'll give you an example. Is an adult allowed to put in shoelaces into a kid's shoe? He can't wear it. The adult can't wear it. No, but it's still makabe patish.
But I'm not using it.
It doesn't matter. You're finishing the shoe. It doesn't matter if you're using it or not.
How about the pants? Can you take the dress? There is one way in a shower, and you notice that all of the tag, the label of tag.
Yeah, but you see, taking off the tag could be done in a permissible way. You could take a scissors, and as long as there's no letters that you're tearing. But you see, the garment is wearable like that. That's not makabe patish. You can wear the garment like that, but there are people that wear tags on garments. It's not wearable. But, huh? So what? But it's still wearable. So therefore, it's not even makabe patish. I'll tell you where you do have an example. You know when you buy a new suit, the pockets are sewn?
Yeah, for Macy's. Yeah.
The pockets are sewn, but not mommy's sewn. They're like,
yeah.
You have to rip it open. That's makabe patish. The pocket is not usable. Now you make, did you weave the garment? Did you make the garment? No, you didn't make a garment. But it wasn't usable. Now it's usable, so that's makabe patish. Okay.